We were doing long episodes. Oh, you might have seen it. It's like it took me, Leader, I don't know, 11 days to shoot because it was so complicated. It was that big snow episode called Blizzard.
Yeah.
And they brought in a couple of snow machines, and they don't make snow, they make plastic. They make little shreds of plastic that look like snow. So Mimi shot a test, and she said, that looks like plastic. That doesn't remotely look like real snow. And I'm not going to be able to make it look like snow, because I'm going to be too close to it. That just looks like hell. And somebody said, well, what are we going to do about it? She said, I don't know, can we afford real snow? No, an ice machine that chops up ice and turns it into snow? Well, it turns out that's about 30 times as expensive. And everybody at the studio said, you want to spend how much to make snow? Forget it. And we all sat there and said, oh, I guess we're fucked. And Wells said, no, we're not. He said, go call Spielberg and tell him we have a problem. And Steven had been watching, reading every outline. He'd been reading every script. He'd been watching all the dailies. But his mind for remembering film is downright scary. And, you know, I called the office and said, we got this snow problem. And Steven called the studio and said, if it's that big an issue for real snow, take back my fee for the episode and keep it. Take it off whatever you're paying me and get some real snow. And I'll pay for it. Well, they were never going to do that. They'd have been embarrassed to take his money back. But they did get the real snow. But Steven Spielberg asks, they tend to give it to him. He came in to watch a rough cut. And I just almost fell off. I mean, I was, like, stunned. He watches the scene, the lights come up, and he gives his notes, and he says, you know that scene where George is looking down at her? That's like take 5 or 6. I think in take 4, you'll find that he takes a little pause there. It's a better take. Now, how he can remember the numbers of the takes, this is 2 or 3 weeks after he's watched them. I can't remember them, and I was there when it was shot, and I can't remember them. He remembers every single piece of footage that has ever gone into his head, and he has the ability to remember it for just as long as he has to, and then he throws it out of his head and puts something else in. When he's done with that episode of ER, he gets all those takes. But just, you know, it's in a file drawer in his brain somewhere. Well, that's a kind of, you know, you're born with that shit. The ability to store imagery in your head, keep it just as long as you need it, attach take numbers to it, and then 3 weeks later recall it, and then when the episode is finished, get all that out of your head and put something else in your head. It was astonishing. I mean, the fact that he could do that, it was like watching some kind of, savant, some idiot savant who can just remember things that you need to remember if you're a filmmaker, and he remembers them all. Every single shot he's ever seen, he remembers them.